Are you looking for a podcast where the hosts keep it real? Then add the Let's Get Cancel podcast to your playlist. This is the official podcast of your host, Casual Ninja. Join Ninja and his co-host as they discuss all kinds of topics. They discuss dating, current events, life in New York City, and a whole lot more. But be warned, Let's Get Cancel is extremely entertaining. The Let's Get Cancel podcast, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Amazon Music, Amazon Audible, Google Podcast, Overcast, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. Add the Let's Get Canceled podcast to your playlist right now.
Let's Get Canceled podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Let's Get Canceled podcast with Casual Ninja and Born Truck in the house. Yeah, you can see it. You know we're recording, right?
You the one that registered. Apparently, you can read pretty good.
No, man, you can make a sound effect or something. Jesus Christ! Anyway, today we're talking about mass shootings. Do-do-do-do.
What the fuck?
All right. Yeah, mass shootings, man. So tell me, what's your take on mass shootings in America?
In what regard?
Well, not even based on location, just based on the cause of it and what's the best way to tackle it. To end it, at least.
Well,
yeah.
Based on how the news reports it, for the most part, it seems to be angry white males between the ages of 18 and 40 targeting minorities across the board.
I don't think it's just a minority thing. Yeah, you hear about the church shooting and shit like that, but most of the shootings have been in white schools. Just saying, like, you can't make it a race thing.
It's still white men between the ages of 18 and 40 targeting people. Is that better?
There you go. Yeah, because when you say minorities, I'm like, they're not just shooting minorities, man.
Well, you know, I know my history, so I know what they've done to us, so. My bad.
But yeah. Well, you know, on top of that, I think the worst ones are the ones dealing with children in schools. Because they don't know how to handle a bully if they are the bully.
Are these white kids getting shot?
The majority, yeah.
All right, cool.
What the fuck? you don't really mean that, right?
I don't really not mean it.
Damn. So you're okay with it because everybody's Caucasian?
I ain't saying I'm okay with it. I'm just saying when I look at how many people of color have been shot by cops for no reason, ran up in their house, murdered, sitting in their car, murdered. My ancestors murdered for no reason. Kind of balances out.
Well, I mean, like I said, don't try and make it a race thing. I would say look at it from a mental illness point of view.
So when they allegedly brought us over here from wherever they brought us from that they lied about, and they were using our babies in the swamps to catch alligators, and they were cooking us to eat.
Hold up. They cooked us to eat?
Yeah.
They ate black people?
Yeah.
I know that shit. Wow. Cannibalism is real.
It has been. It's part of their culture.
You serious? Oh, shit. He said culture, not even religion. He said culture. Jesus.
Very serious.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's certain crimes that they'd be like, yeah, that had to be a white person.
Well, it's not even that. See, when it's a person of minority, they tend to blanket it over the airwaves. And when it's one of their own people,
they go,
what happened? All right, here goes. Here, let me give you an example. White cop shoots a black man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Black man did nothing wrong. Maybe it was a traffic stop. Maybe he was walking. And after the shooting, the victim becomes the villain.
Okay. I see where you come from.
So, although on that day he had not committed a crime, they will dig up his criminal background for whatever reason. And if it's not a criminal background, they'll be like, well, you know, he owed child support. Or, he got into an argument with his grammar school teacher one day. But it's always the victim that becomes victimized.
Well, yeah, that's true. But what do you think is a better coping mechanism other than just taking your frustration out in the world?
Everybody strap up. Because most of these people shooting at people in those situations are cowards. They're picking soft targets. They're trying to take advantage of a situation for whatever reason they feel they have. So the minute you start pulling, they pull out, you pull out. You start busting at them, I guarantee you they're going to dip off.
Yeah. I mean, most times, anytime there's a mass shooting, most times it's a rarity when they actually arrest the shooter. Either he didn't get killed by cops or he killed himself.
I don't know if it's rarity, but, you know, like, all right, I was watching World Star about 3 weeks back. And there was some, looked like a Caucasian male in a hotel room. And there was a security guard on the outside. Didn't hear about this shit in the newspapers, though. And the guard is just standing there, but when you read the story about it, you know, the guy was asked to leave because he was acting rowdy. Well, in the video, and he's got his phone up recording this whole thing, he turns his back to the guard, flashes the gun to the camera, pulls it out, chases the guard down. You can hear it. Guns him down. You can hear the guy screaming. You can hear the shots going off. What this coward would do? He went back home to his mommy and shot himself in the head.
Wow.
But did you hear about that in the news? Nah.
So how did you hear about it? Oh, because it's on World Star?
World Star.
Wow. Yeah, certain things don't make the news if it don't fit the agenda.
That's a fact. But then it makes you wonder, what's the agenda really about?
Black people are criminals. White people got mental illness.
Pretty much. We need to help him. Make sure he's okay. Like, you know, I look at these mass shootings the same way I look at this opioid addiction that's going on in the country.
Which mostly kills white people.
I don't give a fuck about that. Because when crack was ravaging through my neighborhood and destroying my community, what'd they do? Nothing.
Well, no, well, when you think of opioid crisis, you think of Caucasians. You don't really think of black.
Well, I'm not going to say I don't think of black, but I'm just thinking about who it's affecting directly.
True.
So it's like, but then at the same time, if I don't care about what's going on with their community, they would want to view me as less of a person because I don't care. But when it was happening to my people, it was okay for y'all not to care, right?
Well, you know, back in the day, we wasn't even considered a full person. We was considered half a person.
Well, how long ago was this, since you want to bring that up?
Maybe 50 years ago?
Motherfucker, how old do you think I am? You think I was a slave when I was younger? Fuck.
So it's not that old. Then. So I'm going to say, what, 35
years? You talking about the whole Constitution when we were considered three-quarters of... Three-fifths of a man? Uh-huh. Can't remember right now. but it's written down. So despite the fact that we walk like everybody else, we talk like everybody else, we breathe like everybody else, and our blood is the same color as everybody else, they still didn't want to consider us human beings because they had an inferiority complex.
That's clearly what slavery is just about.
And they were fucking lazy.
Yeah, pretty much. But
with the mass shootings, I think they're all kind of jacked up to extreme level, which is why I walk around the way that I do. Because just like everybody else got laws, I got my own personal laws. And one of my personal laws is I will not allow somebody else to take my life unjustified.
I didn't know you have your own laws, man. That's a good law.
Why not? The country got laws. Why you can't have laws as an individual?
I mean, you can, but don't mean the rest of the world's going to respect them.
Fuck the rest of the world.
Well, this conversation was completely different.
Well, nah, think about it like this. You walk into a certain area, a certain building, a certain place, and you see a sign that says no weapons allowed, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, once you walk into that facility, are they not responsible for your safety and security?
Yes.
Okay, but you walk into this facility, this place, this building, and you see no armed guards there whatsoever. How safe are you?
You're not. It's kind of like how when you go to hospitals, you can't bring a firearm inside.
Says who?
I mean, every time I saw law enforcement go inside of a hospital, they never had the gun on them.
That's New York.
New York is just different. Okay.
New York is ass backwards. I got one of the highest crime rates, but you can't carry a gun around and protect yourself, really?
And they make it extremely difficult.
Of course they do, because they want y'all to be victims. They make money off of you being a victim.
That makes more sense. Which kind of explains the fire truck all the time. Yeah, why is there so many freaking like apartment fires? Like, seriously, how do you let it get that bad?
Probably smoking crack, because that's New York.
No, because you see these apartment... Most apartment fires is either in Harlem or mainly the Bronx.
That's their report.
Yeah.
But it's a narrative that they're trying to spell. I mean, put out.
That's a narrative. They were dropping babies out the window in the Bronx. That was last year.
Oh, so you just be walking by with your peeps and just baby fell the fuck out the window, right? That's how they want you to believe it. That ain't what actually happened.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that happened like that.
But you know, for my community, mass shootings been happening regularly, yo. Now it's happening to the rest of the country. You want me to care about it? I don't understand that. When it was in my community, I didn't care because y'all were the ones doing it.
I mean, I care, especially if it's children, regardless of what race.
Well, I feel you on that.
You can't really put the sins of a child from his father.
Well, see, this is my thing. Because race and the color of your skin is so polarized in this country in particular, should I really care about the next man?
No, not at all.
Okay, then.
So what if he's black?
Huh?
If the next man is black.
And he does what, a mass shooting?
Mm-hmm.
Still a piece of shit. Still a pussy.
Yep. Well. Because I look at mass shooting in a way where everybody's a victim. From the shooter to the victims to...
How's a shooter a victim?
Well, in some case, he felt like he was wrong in some way.
So when the Mendez brothers killed, they adopted parents. They was victims?
I'm saying because of mass shooting, it's circumstantial. It's not black and white.
So again, they were adopted. They killed their parents. What's not black and white about that?
Well, the only victims would be the parents, not them.
I mean, you got to realize there's people in this world that are victimized every single day, and the last resort that they take is to go out and murder everybody around. It takes a certain type of psychopath to do that.
Very easy to describe it to that much. I think you debunked every, like, discussion point I had when it comes to mesh.
Because the thing is, and this is how, especially in this country, everything is set up. You got to take a side. Don't mean your side going to be right. Don't mean your side going to be wrong. But you got to take a side. I take my people's side. People that look like me, that sound like me, that come from my type of background, I'm going to take their side. And when I look at the history in this country, it's the ones that have been in power that look a whole lot lighter than me that have been creating these injustices against other people, as well as themselves.
Yeah, okay. I feel you on the injustices and there's plenty to go around. You're just choosing a side regardless if your side is, well, you're choosing your side because your side is basically victimizing. You recognize another face that's yours.
That's what it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like the whole mass shooting thing, everything's just an unfortunate situation.
Right, but see, all right, let's look at this Kyle Rittenhouse character, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I found interesting was that his mother dropped him off at a Black Lives Matter rally, right?
Which is weird in itself.
Basically, you're dropping a child off into what could be a highly charged situation,
yep,
with a high caliber rifle. He ain't had enough years on this planet to understand when he needs to and when he needs not to use a weapon of such caliber. He ends up killing three people, three white people. And he gets off for it. So I got to wonder, did he get off for it because he was totally justified or because he killed people that were at a Black Lives Matter rally?
Damn, that's, I mean, depending on your answer, that changes the entire motive.
Just saying. Can't stop the fact that he murdered three people. Then when you think about the judge in the case, he actually ordered the lawyers not to refer to the people that he shot as victims. Use any other word but victims. So it made it sound like he justifiably shot three people. So, okay, let's look at it the way, you know, you might be trying to make it sound right now. Anybody that gets shot in a situation like that is just, you know, doesn't matter who it is. They're just a victim. Okay. Well, in this situation, we got three Caucasian individuals that were shot by another Caucasian young male. For what? Mind you, the kid's got a background of false impersonating the officer, got visions of grandiose being a cop, security. What the fuck does a 17-year-old know about about holding security down for other people?
No.
Then he got up on a stand. Did you see when he got on the stand and was trying to cry?
Yeah, doing the
yeah. It's total bullshit. But because the judge wanted to be sympathetic towards his people, kid got off.
Even though he killed his people too.
Yeah, but his people that he, the people that he killed were supporting people that look like me and you.
Oh. So they can't, just because they went to Black Lives Matter rally, they can't be considered victims.
I'm just saying, I'm just pointing out what it is, not what I want it to be.
No, you know, I didn't even, like, when it comes to mass shooting, I didn't think anything about race, but then you make a point where it's like, yo, really everything's about race.
Unfortunately, it is. I'm not gonna sit back and say nobody that looks like me has never done a mass shoot. I can't even take it there because it has happened. When I look at the majority of the shootings, it's not us.
No, it's not. It's not.
I mean, we had a white man on one particular day in question go around and shoot a bunch of Asian people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were quick to run and do an anti-Asian a crime bill towards anybody that commits a crime against an Asian person. It's a federal crime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, how many years has this shit been happening to people of darker hue? And there's been no law of that nature been constructed.
Oh no, you're right. They put more work in protecting the Asians, especially during COVID when they were getting attacked, than us.
Right, now you remember the story, right?
Which one?
About the white man going around shooting all the Asian people at the massage parlors and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much coverage did it get? Even after you know what the facts were.
I mean, you got a lot of coverage.
Did it get the same coverage as the Rittenhouse trial?
No. Not close.
But again, me, my people that look like me, this has been happening to us left and right. You think they passed the law?
I'm surprised we got Juneteenth.
Juneteenth is some bullshit that we got because nobody in our community was asking for it. What we were asking for, we didn't get. So let's give them Juneteenth and shut them up.
Well,
honestly, I didn't want Juneteenth to be a holiday. That was like a personal thing that as people of color, we just did that in this country.
Not to pay for the holiday.
Right, but see, here goes the crazy part. They make Juneteenth a holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they implement some sort of education in the school system so that people understand why it's a holiday?
Nope.
But you know why we got Thanksgiving, right?
You know why we got Thanksgiving, nope. Christmas, Easter, all that.
So they make this thing Juneteenth. All they did was separate people even more because now you got one half of the part, one group of people going, well, why the hell they got Juneteenth? What the hell they do for on Juneteenth that was so great?
Yeah, no, you're right. Damn. Didn't really think everything was about race. They didn't. I was going to blame it on social media, depression, opioids. And even
though all this has been happening before everything you just said.
No, you're right. It has.
When Emmett Till got killed, was that social media?
No,
that was a white woman that lied about it. Years later, she admitted she lied about it.
Yep.
That bitch still walking free.
Oh, she's old now. Like, she can barely move.
I don't give a fuck. She lied and it took another man's life.
Yeah.
She's just as guilty as the man that took Emmett Till's life.
That makes sense. No, she is. It definitely is. Wow. So final opinion on mass shootings?
Stay strapped up. They pop off, you pop off.
I'm going to have to agree with that, too, especially since they defunded the police. Police don't feel like responding to shit no more.
Well, when you say defunded the police, what's that mean?
All they do is separate different departments. Like, school safety is no longer part of NYPD. It's part of the Department of Ed, you know.
What was the main reason behind defunding the police?
It wasn't Eric Garner. It was somebody else.
No, but what was the main purpose of
it? Oh, basically to cut funding to law enforcement.
For what reason?
I forgot what the reason was.
All right. When they talk about defunding the police, they're not talking about making police departments disappear. What they're talking about is those neighborhoods that the police enforce laws at. Hold on. Is those neighborhoods where they're enforcing laws was to take the $1 million budgets that the police units have, put it into those poor neighborhoods to create jobs and opportunities for those individuals. But when you hear we want to defund the police, the easy way to make it sound like a travesty is to make it sound like we're trying to shut down police stations.
And before the Black Lives Matter rallies and shit, yeah, that's what it made it seem like.
Well, not just the Black Lives Rally matters. I'm just talking about, you got neighborhoods that are blighted. They're in food deserts. Mm-hmm. Some of that money that they put into the police department can be used to create jobs in that same blighted area so that not a crime rate goes down, because there's a direct correlation between low income and crime rates.
Mm-hmm.
When you have no opportunities to support your family or to make a real living, the only way you have to go is crime. That's something that's been historical, period. Not just in this country or at this time, but you look at any other great nation.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the crime and why the crime is being committed, the neighborhoods that do it, is there's just no opportunities for advancement.
No, that makes sense.
So when they say defund the police, the easy way to, you know, it's easy for people to just get mad. Oh my God, I can't believe they want to just stop giving money to the cops so they can take care of the people in those neighborhoods. Nah, that's not what they were saying. They were saying, look, let's take $30 million from this police budget, put that $30 million into this community, and see if we can stop the crime rate from going up by giving them jobs, by helping the mothers have child care that's within their demographic location. If we could take this money and give it to that school in the area so they could develop better programs for the kids to be at. Let's take that money and build a community center so this community has a base or a center where they can go get services outside of being at the welfare center.
Well.
But like you said, for the mass shootings, strap up. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
No, everybody says that.
Yeah. But how many people stay strapped up? Like, I'm being 100. Yo, wherever I go, that's how it is. Because I got my own rules. And unless I see armed security wherever I'm going, that's how I'm going to stay.
I could tell something happened at my job because I got two coworkers who just called me. What the fuck happened today?
I don't know, but I'm not looking it up.
One of my captains got suspended doing something illegal. So,
what did he do?
Still time. It's just that it's more of a defense on a federal property. When you do the paperwork, it's like it's a big deal. Because that's Homeland Security documents. So yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He was a bad boy. I mean, I just had two knuckleheads in my job do the same shit. So, you know, if you're going to steal something worthwhile, don't steal fucking time.
Yeah, I'll call them back when I get off this podcast. But, yeah, I think that's it for mass shooters, man.
So I'm saying, what position did you think you was going to, what was you planning on coming from? That is a racial thing. Everybody's a
victim. Well, no, you cover racial like down pat. I was gonna cover depression, social media. You know how depression is on an all time high. You know, with this between the pandemic, staying indoors, and people not working. You know, even before when that happened, like depression was all time high due to social media. So I figured people just felt more insignificant. That's why they, even if you had mental illness or you saw someone living a good life that you wanted and you feel like it should be you and not them. You know, I'm not saying these situations don't happen. But I'm saying everything I mentioned plays a part.
Yeah.
But the way you explained it, you explained how this whole structure is from jump to finish, from how it started back then to now, to how every seeding action that's leading today still goes back to where it started.
I'm just saying. and even if you want to take the mental illness angle, mental illness is one of the most overlooked conditions in this country, period.
And you can tell by the bums in the street.
Exactly.
You know, but yeah, I think that's the podcast for today, people.
Stay strapped up.
Stay strapped up until next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Yo, I'm the realest around, but you knew it though. Just robbed Mike Smith before I came to the studio. And he a shooter, I know he coming right back. 6 Genesee Street is where the studio at. I'm on the run, I should get out of town. Did a lot of crime, the feds looking for me right now. I needed some money, so I stole my dad's Visa. Cheated on my girlfriend with her best friend Keisha. Then spent the night with her other friend Lisa.